I think.
And so it's not at all a fake pandemic. It's a real pandemic. It's a real pandemic. It's not fake. People are dying from the injections. You injected the disease in a synthetic virus. Understand that. That's a bioweapon. You made a synthetic lipid fat nanoparticle. That's a virus or an exosome with the spike protein sticking out of it. Yeah, you made your own. You made your own cells reproduce the deadliest three viruses that never once would have evolved to infect you. But if you stop now, you can live.
You're talking about you're directing this to the people who have taken the vaccine?
And yes, and any vaccines. Never take another. You don't know what's in the shot, and nobody ever has. And the COVID vaccine is not a vaccine. It's a bioweapon. And David Martin said it. I said it. It meets neither the legal nor the biological definition. And Deborah Birx admitted it. No, it doesn't stop transmission. So everybody's like, I got COVID and I'm triple boosted. Listen to Biden, you know, and then go listen. Go listen. I mean, he nailed it. Tucker Carlson, type 1 interferon. We had it all along. Not March 31st, 1980. And they stopped us from giving. Then we made our animals sick. And then we made the animal viruses jump out of there so we'd be eating it, you know, ingesting it as well as injecting it. You cannot eat GMO and you cannot ingest or inject GMO. That's biblical humility. That's the book of Daniel, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. When they got castrated and taken to Babylon, we'll prove to you we're the best and the brightest, and we won't eat your food. If these are true, biblical, spiritual, I don't care whether it's Islam or anything else. If you're a God-fearing people, you know, we're one nation under God and we're human beings and you can believe whatever you want. And if you want to believe in the cult of scientism, good on you. But you're not shooting me or you get my shot. And it's a 30 mil syringe with everything I know that's in every one of those shots. I got those cell lines in my freezer. I got every one of those reagents in my freezers. You want my shot? You'll get my shot. That's what the point is. We've got the proof of these crimes against humanity. And if we can work together, this will never happen again.
Right. I think it's essential.
Yeah.
So we'll hope that that inspires people to learn everything they can to take care of themselves is very important. And you can see right now that with the idea of Bill Gates buying up all the farmland he can get, he wants everybody to have nothing but GMO.
Right.
So what you said is really important.
Absolutely.
Anyway, thank you for staying with us so long. I really appreciate it. And we'll wait for your notification of how to reach the people with the conversation. You said there was a lady I should get in touch with.
Her name is Caroline Chang, and I'm going to text you her contact.
And is that primarily so that we can give her the files from this discussion when they're ready?
Oh, and you can talk to her and you can have her ask questions that I didn't answer in either of the times and have a conversation and you guys can share data because that's what it's about. Let's have a conversation.
I'm not familiar with her work, but it sounds like she's doing a lot of good stuff.
Yeah, she's an advocate and she's done it. In fact, it's interesting. She knew David Martin before David Martin was introduced to Mickey Willis. And she may be one of the people that said, you got to meet David Martin. So many people said Mickey was making a completely different movie. And that's what the rest of the rabbit hole is. He was interviewing people like Buttar, every one of them. And saying, did Judy Mikovits say anything wrong? Did Judy Mikovits say anything wrong? Did Judy Mikovits say anything wrong? And as soon as the movie came out, I asked Frank. I said, Frank, did I say anything wrong But, you know, when he said I had to close the company, and I did, I closed it right away. No problem. You know, they cripple you economically. So, and he said he took a long pause, and I'm used to see him in pause, and he thinks for a really long time, to his credit, before he says anything. And he said, I said, Frank, was anything I said wrong in that 26 minutes? And he said, no, I just wish you hadn't said it. And so that's where we are.
Interesting.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I hope you have a peaceful night tonight and a good recovery and rest and a happy time at the Wild Animal Park.
Yeah. I got three shows really early. One at 6:30, one at 7, and one at 8.
You're talking about tomorrow?
Tomorrow, yep.
Oh,
and I
got wow.
Four things to do tonight.
Yeah, I'm sorry to keep you up so late. Hopefully you get a good rest.
It's okay. We're doing good.
Okay. We'll talk to you soon, Judy. Thank you.